Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an installment from my reading diary. So, what have I been reading lately? After finishing The Cloud Roads by Martha Wells last week, I eagerly began its sequel, The Serpent Sea. I wasn't disappointed. The story continues to focus on the character of Moon as he joins with his newfound tribe in a struggle to keep their home colony viable. What really makes this series stand out for me is the believable but alien culture that Ms. Wells has created and her characterization of Moon. The tension Moon feels as he's pulled between remembering his previously solitary life and the frustrations and rewards of living with other people who he is starting to care about are completely understandable. She makes Moon's progress and conflict as he moves from a solitary life to one as a member of a group credible and involving. Both books are published by Nightshade Books, and I recommend them both. She also has some short stories set in this world available for download at marthawells.com/compendium. I also read Seed by Rob Zeigler, published by Nightshade Books. It is indeed a dystopian biotech thriller that at its conclusion had me wandering around the house debating thin air. And then I passed it to my husband so I could talk about it with a live person. I think this is a terrific book for starting conversation. If you do read it, let me know in the comments. One of the thoughts that kept coming back to me is that this type of dystopian novel is built on the comparison of the future society with our own that inevitably positions our society as the apex of human achievement, and every other society represents a fall from grace or squandered opportunities. Anyhow, I recommend this book, if only for the opportunity of taking your mind far away while scrubbing the bathroom fixtures. Next, I read Andrew P. Mayer's The Falling Machine, published by Pyre. This was an oddly uninvolving read with a weirdly paced cliffhanger ending, especially given that it has every element in place for a riveting read. Steampunk, robots, girl heroes! This is one of these books where you just can't tell if it's the book or the reader. Don't let me discourage you if this sounds like your cup of tea. I'm putting it in the your mileage may vary pile. Lastly, I caught up with an old friend, Garrett, the hero of Gilded Latin Bones by Glenn Cook, published by Rock. This is a long-running fantasy series featuring a detective in the fantasy city of Tun Fair. Garrett is a classic noir detective, world-weary and cynical. I'm glad to see that Mr. Cook is still writing the Garrett series, and in this one he's doing something interesting. He's making Garrett grow up. As a result, reviews of this book are all over the place because that standard cynical detective is typically never shown as a man with a family and community. Nope, he's the loner, drink in hand, musing about a beautiful dame who done him wrong. But he's fundamentally incapable of having a relationship. But in Gilded Latin Bones, Garrett is moving towards a different life, one where a family and relationships are possible. Like Moon in The Serpent Sea, he is experiencing that tension between a solitary life and one as a member of a community. And no, I didn't see that parallel until I sat down to write this. I wouldn't start the Garrett P.I. series with this book. I'd start with an earlier book in the series. But if you like an enjoyable, light riff on the classic detective series, you can't go wrong with one of these books. Whether you enjoy Gilded Latin Bones will depend on your feelings about Peter Pan growing up. Books that came in through the mail this week were The Drowning Girl by Caitlin R. Kiernan, published by Rock. Caitlin Kiernan was one of the authors listed in the Year in Fantasy panel at World Fantasy 2011, so I'm looking forward to reading her. Dark Victory by Michelle Lang, published by Tor. This is the sequel to Lady Lazarus, an alternate history of World War II featuring a witch coming of age and battling Nazis. Fair Coin by E.C. Myers, published by Pyre. A young adult novel with a hero discovering a wish-granting coin that turns his world upside down. Changes by Mercedes Lackey, published by Daw. A new entry in the world of Valdemar. Dancing with Bears by Michael Swanwick, published by Nightshade Books. Isn't that a great title? Dancing with Bears follows two con men in a post-utopian future. The Bards of Bone Plain by Patricia MacKillop, published by Ace. A new fantasy featuring a young bard and a princess researching the past. A gorgeous, colorful cover on this one. Blood Spirits by Sherwood Smith, published by Daw. This is the sequel to Coronets and Steel, a terrific book that I reviewed last summer, and you'll find it on the Dragon Page site. This involved identical princesses, mysterious powers, hidden kingdoms, sword fights. Man, I just want to find a big comfy chair and curl up right now. Just to recap, the books I mentioned today were The Cloud Roads and the Serpent Sea by Martha Wells, published by Nightshade Books. Seed by Rob Zeigler, published by Nightshade Books. The Falling Machine by Andrew P. Mayer, published by Pyre. Gilded Latin Bones by Glenn Cook, published by Rock. The Drowning Girl by Caitlin R. Kiernan, published by Rock. Dark Victory by Michelle Lang, published by Tor. Fair Coin by E.C. Myers, published by Pyre. Changes by Mercedes Lackey, published by Daw. Dancing with Bears by Michael Swanwick, published by Nightshade Books. The Bards of Bone Plain by Patricia McKillop, published by Ace. Blood Spirits and Coronets of Steel by Sherwood Smith, published by Daw. This has been Web Genie, letting you know what is on my reading list.